Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Vision Systems' first quarter 2015 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact EVS's Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.evs.co.il. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, operator. Good day to all of you. Welcome to EVS first quarter 2015 conference call. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions, and EVS cannot guarantee that they will in fact occur. EVS does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, reduced demand, and the competitive nature of the industry, as well as other risks identified in documents filed by the company with the Securities and Exchange Commission. With us today on the line are Mr. Sam Cohen, the CEO, and Yaron Menashe, the CFO. Sam will introduce EVS and discuss some of the key highlights of the first quarter, while Yaron will summarize some of the financial highlights of the quarter. After that, we will open the call for the question-and-answer session. Now, I'd like to hand over the call to Sam Cohen, EVS CEO. Sam, go ahead, please.
Thank you. I would like to welcome all of you to our conference call and thank you for your continued interest in our company. As most of you know, we published our fourth quarter results a few weeks ago, together with our annual report. Due to the timing, we decided not to hold a conference call at that time, but wait for the Q1 results to come out. Going forward, we intend to publish our quarterly results within a reasonable time and hold a conference call as we are doing now. Earlier today, we published our first quarter 2015 results. Results that we are very pleased with, showing 46% year-over-year growth in revenue, strong improvement in margin across the board, as well as 107% growth in net income. We also shared with you that we have a current backlog to be delivered in 2015, totaling of $4.5 million. In comparison, at this time, at this same time last year, our backlog stood at less than $2 million. This give you some indication of how our year should look and is part of the reason for our confidence looking forward. Let me begin by talking about the performance of our core legacy business. We have seen strong performance selling machines for fabric inspection at the end of the production line, such as our IQ-TEX 4. To remind you, our innovative systems improve our customers' profitability through increased product yield and process efficiency, while lowering labor costs in hundreds of installations worldwide. They operate in a wide range of applications in manufacturing of textile for the automotive industry, technical fabric business, apparel and home furnishing market, and nonwoven materials such as flooring, plastic film, and more. Our customers include well-known names such as Milliken, Michelin, Bridgestone, Yusong, Owens Corning, Hewlett-Packard, and others, supplying high-quality product to companies like General Motors, Ford, Toyota, Boeing, Nike, and Under Armour. We see an increased global interest in our systems, including the Asian region, especially China. As we all know, China has grown to a global leader in the manufacturing and exporting of many things, including textile. While China, and in fact, Asia in general, was always known as a cheap place to make low-quality fabric, over the past few years, this model has changed. Manufacturing in that market has become more sophisticated, with labor costs rising significantly, and we are seeing very strong interest in our product from Asian manufacturers that are moving upstream, making higher quality, higher margin, and more expensive fabric. We believe our strong and growing presence in the Asian market is conducive for our long-term growth. We believe that revenue from Asia will continue to grow, making this market itself a growth engine for us. Looking ahead, we believe our core business will show strong performance this year. Beyond the growth in our core business, we see upside potential from our new growth engine, IBAR, and we believe we will start to see the added contribution from this in the second half of the year. For those of you who haven't followed our story closely in the past few months, I want to briefly remind you why our IBAR is so revolutionary and why both us and our customers are so excited with regard to this product. Until now, our core product have always been limited to reporting the quality of the product that has already completed the manufacturing process. Our product ensured bad quality never made it to the marketplace. We were simply a faster, better, more accurate, and reliable quality stopgate of sorts. IBAR is a new paradigm for us. It evolved our vision technology from an off-quality stopgate to a raw material optimization and process monitoring tools. It moved this checking process from the final product into the heart of the manufacturing process. This innovation opens the door to a much broader range of manufacturing machines never available to vision inspection, increase our total addressable market from less than $100 million to more than $1 billion. Our initial target is the high end of the textile manufacturer market, where expensive technical fabric are manufactured and the quality requirements are very stringent. The high end is about 20% of the overall textile manufacturing market, where weaving looms can cost from $100,000 up to $1.5 million each. Therefore, at between $20,000 and $40,000 a machine, IBAR represents a minimal added expenses to this market. As with many new products, I do note that penetration process is taking longer than our initial expectation. But it has also given us time to perfect the product. Our customers' feedback so far has been tremendously positive and useful. And we see a lot of excitement as this product can be a game changer for our customers and ultimately for us. We are now more confident than ever that the advantages of IBAR are also significant, that it will become a necessary component for many of the textile manufacturing. 2 weeks ago, I returned from a textile exhibition in Frankfurt, Germany, where we demonstrated the product. This exhibition marked the graduation of the current IBAR marketing from key targeted customers to a broader textile market. Many potential IBAR customers were in attendance, and we generated a number of positive leads. We saw very strong interest, and we believe it will lead to increased orders. In summary, our core business is performing very well. We remain in the strongest position we have been in a very long time. On top of that, we have the jump in growth from IBAR to look forward to. And with that, I would like to hand over to Yaron Menashe, our Chief Financial Officer. Yaron, go ahead.
Thank you, Sam. Today we announced solid financial results, demonstrating a high level of year-over-year growth in revenue, improvement in growth and operating margin, net income, and positive operating cash flow. Revenue for the first quarter of 2015 were $1.95 million, representing significant year-on-year growth of 46%. Sales breakdown in the quarter by geography were as follows: Europe at 33%, USA at 27%, Asia and rest of the world at 40%. First quarter gross profit was $1.12 million, represent a gross margin of 58% compared with $646,000 or a gross margin of 48% in the first quarter of last year. Operating income in the first quarter of 2015 was $457,000, or operating margin of 23% versus $151,000, or operating margin of 11% in the first quarter of last year. Net income for the first quarter of 2015 was $363,000, representing a net margin of 19%, compared with the net income of $175,000, or net margin of 13% in the first quarter of last year. Cash and cash equivalent and short-term deposit as of March 31, 2015, were $1 million, compared with $368,000 on March 31, 2014. Our shareholder equity increased to $767,000, up from a deficit of $696,000 at the end of March last year. Our second quarter expectations are for revenue at around $2 million, with strong sequentially growth coming in the second half of the year. And with that, we would be happy to take your question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while you poll for your questions. First question is from David Draymond of Draymond Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I've got a few questions about the iBar. Specifically, once you, a customer gives approval on the iBar, what's the process, I guess, the ramp up from the customer moving from one machine to a few more machines? Can you go into the sales process of the iBar? What's the typical length of the process?
Well, sure. Basically, we are going to reach to an agreement with customers that they will put one system on trial, or they will buy one system, or they will buy a few systems, and based on these performance, they will purchase more systems. Or we can do the opposite. We can have large quantity of systems based on the successful of the first one or the first two systems. But once the customer installs a system, he would like to check a variety of styles of fabric that he is producing, making sure that the system detects the flaws and have the return on investment that he was expect. So initially, we thought that this should take 30 days. And the first systems that we sold took a little bit more time because of some issues that we had, and we had to learn, the customer had to learn, but we expect that from this point on, it should take between 30 days to 60 days for a customer to fully evaluate the quality of this machine.
Can you go into detail about sort of maybe how many customers have ramped up over one machine so far?
Let me, about 10 systems, 10 customers, I'm sorry.
Okay.
About 10 customers bought more than one machine.
After an initial trial?
After the initial trial.
Okay, that seems very good. And just going to the actual top line for a bit for the year, you've already reported $2 million this quarter with a backlog of $4.5 million for the remainder of the year. Can we assume that the lower limit of what we can expect for the year is around $6.5 million?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Can you give us any idea of sort of a midline range or?
Well, you know, in the less than 5 months, we generated sales of $2 million and backlog of $4.5 million. And if I don't mistake, we have about more than 7 more months to work. So, you know, we should be able to generate more revenue this year.
Great. Well, you're on off to a good start. Good luck on the coming quarter.
Yep.
Thanks.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. The next question is from Shuki Hazan of Hazan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
I would like to know if you still expect to sell this year a few hundreds of IBAR as you thought before, or there are going to be some delays.
Hi Shuki, how are you?
Hi.
Okay. The one thing that I've learned over the past year is it's very difficult to predict. It's very difficult to predict how many units we can sell. We believe in IBAR more today than ever before, and our success in these targeted customers support this optimism. We believe that 2015 will show strong growth in this exciting new product. And I believe we will have much better understanding of this type of unit sales later in this year. So to summarize, you know, we have about more than 20 customers. And these customers, slowly but surely, they provide, one by one, they provide the acceptance that we wish and work so hard. So as I started, it's hard to predict, but these customers should be able to buy more systems this year. How many more systems? I don't know. It's a CapEx expended. They need to put it in the budget. Whether it's 5 systems per customer or 20, it's very hard to predict. But I would say it's still possible to do it. That's the answer. I believe that if everything will work as we expected, you know, we may have some delays, but you know, I still feel very strong about this product.
And also about 2016, next year.
It's always, I think that it's inevitable process. IBAR, we believe, will be a major component in textile manufacturing.
Okay, great.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Cohen to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Elbit Vision Systems' website, www.evs.co.il. Mr. Cohen, would you like to make a concluding statement?
On behalf of the management of EVS, I would like to thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions or would like to meet or speak with us, please feel free to call my IR team, whose contact details are on the press releases. And I do look forward to speaking with you and updating you again next quarter. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Vision Systems first quarter 2015 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.